I am Sesshomaru. 3, 2, 1, go. Be still. It is not yet safe to move. It is not yet safe to speak either. Listen to me. You must relax yourself, or else the curse will continue to spread throughout your body. I need you to relax your hands. I need you to relax your neck. I need you to relax your eyes. And I need you to relax your tongue. There. 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 That's good. Continue breathing at this pace. You are safe now. There. 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 That's good. Breathe. You are safe. The lights in the village have gone out, and there is none to look at you but I and the moon. So, do not worry. I will take care of you. There. I just require some time to undo that which has been done to you. To nullify the spells. To undo the seals. And to erase the grimace of pain upon your face. So, please bear with it for now. These seals. It seems that she went into the human village again. Even though I advised against the dangers. Were you hungry? Were you lonely? Or could it be that something caught your eye at the marketplace? Either way, they must have detected the smell of demons on you. Humans do not look it, but some have strong senses. You must know that you are already an outcast to them. They will not hold back if they suspect you. But to go this far, with this many seals upon your body. They must have detected the traces of me upon you. It is unfortunate. There, it is finished. At the very least, the pain should subside for now. You still will have trouble moving, but you should not worry. I shall still be by your side until you can walk again. Your body will recover. However, I have decided. Once this treatment is complete, take my leave of this place. It is clear that as long as we keep meeting like this, on the bank of the bright moonlit lake, the more drastic the village monks and elders will try to cleanse your soul. It is taking too much of a toll on our body. Had I chosen to leave after our meeting last night, you would have perished just now, unable to run, unable to speak. Thus, this will be the very last time we will meet. I told you not to move your body, and yet, here you are, grabbing onto my hand so suddenly. You need not to. I shall come closer. A request. You wish to come along with me? How foolish. Just look at how frail you are. So much as a single mistake could cost you your life. The best way for you to survive is to return to life as a simple human girl. What is this? It seems the light in your eyes has faded slightly. Could it be that you are that fond of my company? Either way, my answer remains the same. You have another request. A kiss. You want to take that request back? So suddenly? Why so? You believe that you aren't worthy of my affection. It seems that the only thing more frail than your body is your heart. Did I not say I would take care of you until you could move once more? For your companionship, by the moonlight, I will indulge you. Your lips taste sweet. Your face has become red. Are you satisfied? Yes. Once again, your mouth said something your heart begs you not to say. So, you do not want me to go any further than this. Give to me all of your courage, and I will fulfill your heart's desires. Good. Then, under this moon, I, Sesshomaru, will grant your wishes. Mm. I shall remove these. I shall remove what's in my way. There are even seals on your chest. Once constricting your breath. Once wrapped too tightly around your stomach. Someone had to have applied these directly. I am sorry. I apologize. I have changed my mind. As of now, I vow to slay all of the ones who touched you. I vow to not allow any danger to come upon you again, human nor yokai. I vow to protect you, for you now belong to me. And know that none have the right to stain what belongs to me. You ask why I hold you like this now. It is simple. I want you. I want to erase all that had ever happened and mark you as mine and mine alone. Your chest, your heartbeat, I feel it in my hands. It is delicate, but warm. I shall now taste you here. Just like your lips, your skin is soft, sweet. This one too. Oh, how your chest is so eager to come closer to my lips. Your voice is leaking out. How cute. Did I say something strange? That was not a call to have you wrap your mouth up in shame. In fact, I want the opposite. I want more of that expression. I want more of that voice. For that, my hand will reach here. Between your legs. There. Now you are just as bare as the full moon. This is where you are the most delicate. Just from this single touch, your entire body tightened. Interesting. My fingers are almost drowning in this sensation. Could it be? Are you filled with feelings of lust? You must be, to have such a perverted reaction to my fingers, to have these eyes that beg for more. Then here too, shall you feel my tongue. Closer, I will have you lay with me. Give your body to me. Feeling embarrassed, you should not. As my mate, you shall hold your head high, the jewels of your eyes, and the silk of your hair, the softness of your skin, and the echoes of your voice are now my treasures. Now, down once more to your legs, from your thighs. Nearing, closer and closer to this precious space. Nearing, closer and closer to your most precious space. There. All over. Good. Moan my name as if a prayer to the winds. Are you worried that a yokai such as myself shall feast upon you like this? The scent of a bitch in heat is spilling out of you.